This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The U.S. Senate returned to session on Monday, more than 5 weeks after the coronavirus pandemic ended formal work on Capitol Hill. While the U.S. House of Representatives delayed a return for at least one more week, Senate leadership is examining ways to catch up either remotely or in person on the legislative branch's essential oversight and spending powers. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer has already warned House members to keep their schedules open to accommodate longer work weeks to make up for the time out of session. Traditionally, Congress recesses in August and keeps a light schedule in the fall of election years to allow House members to campaign for re-election in their home districts. A third of the senators are also up for re-election this year and will need time to campaign. The National Institutes of Health says it has begun a study to help determine the infection rate of COVID-19 in U.S. children and their families. The government-funded study will try to assess what percentage of children infected with the coronavirus develop symptoms of COVID-19. The study will also analyze whether rates of the viral infection vary between children with asthma and allergies and those without. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the U.S. Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said the study will help determine why children, on average, are less likely to become sick with COVID-19 than adults. The World Health Organization hailed the billions of dollars raised Monday during a teleconference of world leaders to boost development of a coronavirus vaccine as a strong show of global solidarity. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a virtual briefing that was a powerful and inspiring demonstration. They raised $8.1 billion. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.